You're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. England provided an improved batting performance, but it wasn't enough to prevent India from sealing the series with a 5-wicket victory in the fourth one-day international in Mohali. Half centuries in tricky conditions from Alistair Cook, Kevin Peterson and Joe Root helped England reach 257 for 7, but India reached their target with 15 balls to spare. Rohit Sharma made 83 and 93 balls after he was called up to replace Ajinkya Rahane, and Suresh Raina, who enjoyed an eventful game, made an unbeaten 89. He thought he was out when he edged Stephen Finn to Alistair Cook at slip, but was called back after Finn had kicked down the stumps and dead ball was called. He'd earlier missed a simple chance to catch Joe Root on 42 and bowled a couple of tidy overs, but in the end, he had the last laugh. A second ODI century from Phil Hughes earned Australia a share of the 5-match series against Sri Lanka. After Hughes' century had led them to a respectable 247 for 5, Xavier Doherty and Moses Enriquez each took 3 wickets as Sri Lanka were bowled out for 215. Angelo Matthews did his best, hitting 67 after a top-order collapse had seen 4 wickets fall for 20, 3 of them to Doherty, but he was 7th man out with a score on 187, and that signalled the end of Sri Lanka's challenge. Hashim Amla and Robin Peterson have been ruled out of the third and final one-day international against New Zealand in Potchefstroom due to injury. Dean Elgar has been added to the squad as cover for Amla, who has a thigh strain, while Peterson slipped the webbing on his right hand during the second game and will be replaced by Aaron Fangiso. New Zealand won the match in Kimberley last night by 27 runs to take an unassailable 2-0 series lead, clinching their first ever ODI series win in South Africa. Ross Taylor has been named in a New Zealand 11, which will take on the touring England team in two 2020 matches early next month. Taylor opted out of the current tour of South Africa after being relieved of the limited overs captaincy, but his inclusion in this side, captained by Andrew Ellis, could see him back in the national colours once the full internationals get underway on the 9th of February with 3 2020 internationals.